and authorities in Bahrain have intensified their crackdown on the opposition as there seems to be no end in sight to anti-regime demonstrations there. Regime forces have arrested two former members of parliament, Matar Ibrahim Matar and Jawad Fedrus, from the opposition Al-Wafaq party. They were abducted from their houses by plainclothes forces on Monday. Now, the two have resigned from parliament in protest of the regime's violent suppression of the opposition rallies. Meanwhile, according to the opposition sources, the country's only opposition daily, Al-Wasat, will have to stop publication from next week. This after authorities forced out a number of its editors. Now, the government suspended the paper for covering its suppression of protests. Reporters Without Borders has described the Bahraini king as a predator who's sowing terror among journalists. Meanwhile, demonstrations have been held in the Iranian capital, Tehran, against Saudi-backed Bahraini crackdown on opposition protesters in the Persian Gulf sheikhdom. A group of Iranian doctors have protested in front of Bahrain's embassy to denounce the crackdown. They condemn what they call al-Saud and al-Khalifa's brutal crimes against Bahrain's defenseless people. Now, protesters are also chanting slogans against Israel and call for unity among Muslims around the world. A similar rally was also held by a group of students elsewhere in Tehran.